Hi, I'm Jack Brady.
And I'm Jeremy Haas.
And we're here with the Lariat's Musical Chairs blog. Today we're going to talk about our favorite albums of 2011. So my choice for this was Radiohead's The King of Limbs. Now, Radioheads are like, you know, they're alternative legends. They've been around since the 90s. And The King of Limbs was, you know, a total surprise for fans. It was an album they just announced out of the blue. And it showed, fans a whole new side of Radiohead that we've never seen before. They've, like, abandoned the old cycle of their work, and they've created something just totally new. Jeremy?
Boo. I don't like Radiohead, but I do like my band, Ramshackle Glory. They're a folk punk band from Tucson, Arizona. The reason why I found out about them was through their lead singer, who I've been following for a while. He goes under the stage name Pat the Bunny. He's been making music, folk punk, of him with just an acoustic guitar, singing about all his life problems since he was a teenager. So he's been doing it for years. He's a dropout of high school. He's been struggling with heroin and alcoholism for a while. But throughout the years, he's been making new bands, and he finally went to rehab. He made Ramshackle Glory, and they put out their first album, Live the Dream, in 2011. And I thought it was a really big step for him to go through rehab and still make music about his struggles. And I see the album as a big, mature step for him. So that's why I liked it. So, I guess we're gonna start with Ramshackle Glory, why I liked Live the Dream, and my three favorite songs off of it. Now, Live the Dream, it's a really bittersweet album. It shows progression through Pat's suffering, but at the same time, it's upbeat and incorporates a lot of Western instrumentation, which I like a lot. It's happy, it's punk rock, and it's rebellious. You know, it's, I guess I would say it's punk in one of its most general forms. I don't know. I just think that the album is noisy and beautiful. So I'm going to count down my three favorite songs from it. Third one is Vampires Are Posers. This is a fun punk rock jam. It's noisy. It's got this chorus that incorporates a beatbox instead of drums, which I think is actually really interesting for a folk punk band. I think it sounds really great, and it just gives the song a pop tone, which I like a lot, because, you know, it goes on different ends of the spectrum. I think it's all around an upbeat song, and it really shows the band's more jumpy, fun side. The second song I'm going to talk about is Your Heart is a Muscle, the Size of Your Fist. It's a really triumphant jam. It's like an anthem about overcoming your demons, like Pat overcame his drug addictions. And some people overcome some really bad depression issues, but at the same time, it's really dancey, happy, fun, and it's meaningful. And, you know, it's pulled me out of some problems. You know, when I listen to it, no matter what mood I'm in, I'm like, all right, I can do it. The chorus is, your heart is a muscle the size of your fist, keep on loving, keep on fighting, so hold on, hold on. And the way that Pat sings it in his cracked voice, I just think it's nothing short of amazing. My favorite song on the album has to be From Here to Utopia. It's a 6-minute long song about overcoming drug addiction and looking at punk rock in a new way when you're over it. I think it shows a strong sense of maturity and how Pat grew from being this angry, whiny teenage drug addict to, you know, a man with hopes, dreams, and real achievements. I think it pretty much sums up what Ramshackle Glory is about, and I would recommend listening to that if you were to listen to any Ramshackle Glory song.
So, now we're gonna kind of, you know, trade off and go back and forth about, you know, why our album's better than the other, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Jeremy, start us off.
Okay, well, what I like about Live the Dream by Ramshackle Glory is it's really bittersweet, and it incorporates a lot of the feelings throughout, you know, the lyrics of it. And I guess that's what I always liked about Pat the Bunny's music. You know, he shows a lot of suffering, but I think he's a real poet while still being a total punk rocker. You know, he definitely incorporates a new sign of maturity in this album, but at the same time, he has the angst and the emotions that, you know, feed my insatiable hunger for teenage anger.
You know, no, I'm going to jump in here, you know, because I see the teen and the angst, but I'm not seeing the maturity. You know, I don't see much of a growth between what he talks about. It all seems, you know, very kind of like juvenile, you know, like whining and complaint. I'm not seeing a change from, you know, like teenage angst to, you know, matured, you know, musician.
Well, I think that's because you're used to Radiohead, you know, which bores me to tears, but I can definitely see a lot of maturity through that. Like, I think Tom York's like 150 years old when he gets this music. But, I don't know, if you have heard Bad Bunny's other music, it definitely shows a sign of maturity, and maybe it's not mature enough for you, but I'm a pretty immature person, so I love it.
Oh, well, I guess we differ there. You know, I mean, I think King of Limbs, just its best aspect is
it's boring.
I disagree. You know, it's
boring.
It's an album that just takes you and puts you into so many different phases of, you know, emotion and feeling. It's extremely synesthetic. You know, each track transports to its own little world of, you know, feeling and sound, and it's an album that's incredibly diverse, and yet, if you look at it as a whole, there's a cohesiveness to it that Radiohead really hasn't had before. You know, their last album, In Rainbows, it was, like, totally split down the middle. You know, they had, like, dark tracks and, you know, uplifting tracks. And King of Limbs, it's everything in one set pattern. You know, no matter how complex and diverse the music is, it all connects as a whole.
Can I cut you off real quick? I do see the album connecting as a whole, but I don't see a big range of emotions. You know, that's just me. Maybe you have to dig really deep when you listen to it. I personally don't like doing that. I like, you know, enjoying my music, not working to find meanings. But that's me. Pretty much what I was seeing through King of Limbs was a lot of the same thing. You know, each track, while I did feel that they were boring, I felt like they were all pretty somber, you know? I didn't see much happiness in there. I didn't see much besides Tom York just kind of moaning and groaning, but that was me.
I don't know, I disagree. I mean, I felt the album had some very, like, low emotional points. There's that, like, you know, really intense foreboding atmosphere, and, like, you know, little by little, that, you know, Morning Mr. Magpie, that is, you know, that's pretty dark, you know? It's like, it's the loss of, you know, like, individuality and will, you know, that all your personality has been stolen by some entity. But, you know, there's definitely bright moments there, you know, Codex, you know, that, like, you know, just that the serenity that track bestows on you. I don't think, I haven't felt that in anything Radiohead's ever done before. And nobody's, you know, just put that, you know, with that, you know, it's a contradiction to the rest of the album, because the rest of the album is, you know, it's so diverse. And Codex is such a simple, basic, not simple, but it's such a harmonious and you know, on the surface track. It's calming and strange from the very beginning. It's not trying to go for the complexity of the rest of the album. It's both a black sheep, and it's also the high point, really. It's just the calming, even space that lets you, you know, pause and absorb all the things that you've been experiencing so far in the album, and prepares you for what's, you know, about to come. And I really don't think any other albums have that.
You know, like, I see the album as really vague, you know? Like, I've listened to some of Radiohead's other stuff, and while boring, I still see a lot of emotion and triumph through it. While I listen to King of Limbs, and I personally just hear a big mush of weird experimental sounds. Now, maybe I do have to look deeper into the music, but I don't want to have to do that when I'm listening to music. I don't want to see it as work. I want to see it as enjoyment.
Oh.
And that's why I like Ramshackle Glory. It's relatable without having to look really deep into it, you know?
Well, because there's nothing to see. There's no depth to it. It's all...
Well, of course there's nothing to see. It's music. There's stuff to hear.
Music has to be about more. Music needs to be...
Why does it have to be about more, Jack? I think that's boring. I think that's annoying. All work and no play?
There's no work to it. It's joy. It's something you have to process and analyze. It's like solving the greatest puzzle you've ever seen before. Music should be something that you spend, you know, hours thinking about later, just pondering all of the multiple meanings and just the subtle nuances that you'll hear in music. You know, like, you can listen to Bloom, the opening track of the album, and I found layers and layers and layers to that song that I didn't even realize until months after I first heard it. You know, every successive listen, you know, no matter how long after, you know, I'd listen to it, I'd hear things that I hadn't heard before.
But then,
you know, in Ramshackle to Glory, it's acoustic guitar, raspy, you know, self-deprecating vocals. Where's the variation? Where's the depth and the layers to it? It doesn't have that.
I don't see depth in Radiohead, though. I see a bunch of noise that you can interpret a bunch of different ways, but do you really know why Tom York wrote these songs? I mean, if it's so vague and open to interpretation, I can understand why you like that. But at the same time, I feel like I'm totally misinterpreting the music. With Ramshackle to Glory, I can hear it, I can be like, this guy gets what I'm thinking, and I get what he's thinking, so why can't I listen to this music?
Well, it's always up for you to interpret, you know. He wants to, you know, they craft their music so that, you know, it's you're right. I mean, there is, I think, less of a personal aspect to the King of Limbs that, you know, in a lot of albums. It's not as, you know, introspective to for Tom York, but it's meant to be introspective for the listener. You know, it's an album that's designed to get you to think about what you're hearing. You know, it's not so much as
but it doesn't you're trying to relate to the musician. Think about what I'm hearing. It just kind of bores me, and I can understand if I spent enough time on it while I was on some sort of hallucinogen that brought my heart rate down to like one beat per 30 seconds, maybe I could enjoy this album. But right now, I just hear it as noise, weird drums, slight raises in the volume, a few different instruments playing weird noises, and Tom York trying really hard to sound like a pop diva. That's what I hear. Me.
I disagree. When I listen to, you know, Ramshackle, I hear Pat the Bunny going, ah, 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 making these, like, you know, guttural, just incomprehensible, whiny teenage noises. Like, he's literally trying to cartoon.
Noises, Jack, poems.
Poems, about the same topics. You know, poems about, you know, his alcoholism and self-hatred for an entire album.
Really, Jack, he also struggles with heroin.
Oh, okay, I forgot that last drug there.
Jack, that's not what the album's about at all. I mean, I shouldn't say it all. It is partly what the album's about, but let me backtrack there. Just because he sings about self-deprecation and alcoholism and heroin addiction doesn't mean that's all there is to the album. He offers a lot for triumphing over everyone's problems. Now, while I interpret it as, you know, self-deprecating music that just kind of helps you overcome your own problems, I could see how other people can relate it to their problems. You know, like, I'm a pretty angry teenager, and that's how I can relate it. But, you know, everyone has different problems that they could probably relate to this. Like, your heart is a muscle the size of your fist. That song, it's just one big victory. It's about overcoming any demon that you have. It's just about being happy no matter what's going wrong for you. You know, someone with cancer could listen to this song and be like, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep on fighting because that's all I can do. And I guess it's just fun music for people that want to get over their problems.
You know, I mean, I can see that, you know, the deeper a music, like, the deeper a personal connection a musician has to what he's making, I think that can and does, in most cases, you know, improve the quality, you know, the worth of an album. But it's not the personal connection to it that, you know, puts me off. It's the limit of scope, you know, musically and thematically. It's about, you know, recognizing your problems. I can see that, you know, he talks about his problems plenty and overcoming them. But what more is there? I mean, I mean, it's true, not that it necessarily has to be, but, you know, at least from my perspective, I want to see more than just these same topics of an album, you know. Like, King of Limbs, it just gives you so many different things to process and work with. You know, there's always, you know, another layer that you haven't heard before, you know, haven't interpreted before from the lyrics or, you know, the music. And there's just too little for me to process and to focus on with Ramshackle to Glory.
And I guess that's why I don't like Radiohead, because it overwhelms me. You know, if something bores me, I don't want to have to listen to it the whole time, if you get what I'm saying. But what was your favorite song off King of Limbs?
You know, I said, you know, Codex is one of my favorites. I did like the album single, Lotus Flower. That's, That's just really an uplifting...
But what's your favorite?
Okay, well, my favorite is probably the album's closing track, Separator. It's ethereal, and it's calming, but not to the effects Kodak was. It's you know, I guess you can relate to this. It's a message of hope and moving forward, honestly. You know, it's, you know, the lyrics, you know, like, he hauntingly, like, repeatedly, you know, chants this out, you know, if you think this is over, you're wrong. And, you know, there's kind of an ominous tone of that, but I think there's an optimistic kind of tone of it that, you know, really, it's encouraging for fans, you know, to see, you know, Radiohead's been around this long, but they're still here, and they're still, you know, they're still going to keep going. And, it's just a sign of greater things to come, you know, like, King of Limbs is just so much of an improvement on the music that, you know, the statement of, you know, you've only seen the, you know, in the very beginning is, you know, extremely, you know, promising for a fan like myself.
Now, when I heard Separator, I was actually pretty psyched. Not because I liked the song, but because the album was over. Finally over. Oh my gosh, Jack has heard me say this a bunch of times. Now, I can understand, you know, if I gave this song 100% of my attention and I was completely calmed down and I was doing a school assignment on interpreting this song that was worth half of my grade, I could probably see some deep interpretations in there, but that's not what I'm doing. I'm listening to music for my enjoyment and personal gain.
You know, I mean, I don't really see a difference between the two, honestly. You know, I'm, whenever I listen, it's both just, you know, the joy of listening to music, but I'm also processing the negative of what I'm hearing all the time. There isn't like a separate distinction between the two. You know, music is always being interpreted and processed in my mind. Like everything I hear, I want to study and analyze and know more and just, you know, digest the meaning of what they're saying. Even if, you know, or there's just no meaning at all. But it's the thrill of doing that, the thrill of understanding and connecting with music on that level that I think you really should appreciate, you know. And I don't think Ramshackle Glory really offers enough for people, you know, for me to, you know, intake and to, you know, to understand. It's all right there. And I think that for, you know, truly great albums, they can be, you know, listened to just like that, you know, but there's also enough there for you to really, if you want to dig deeper, and there's a greater reward if you do, you know.
I feel as though Tom York and Radiohead, they make music to feed your lust for going deeper, digging deeper into the different interpretations for music. But I feel like Pat the Bunny and Ramshackle Glory, they make music for them, and I can relate to that.
Huh.
So tell me, what did you get from Live the Dream, Jack? I understand that you saw a lot of angst, and I understand that you thought it was whiny, but what did you get from it?
You know, I mean, to be fair, I did see a really, really honest, you know, earnest connection, you know, that this is the artist, you know, as he is. Like, there's definitely something to be said about, you know, the honesty and, like, the bravery that he has, you know, to say his problems and to overcome them. I mean, I think that's really admirable. I totally can see that. But, you know, and I did see, you know, there was, to be fair, there was, you know, some experimental tones with, you know, his sampling, the Western instruments he had. It was, like, jangling, kind of haunting sounds in the background. You're, like, you're walking through, you know, like an abandoned ghost town in the West.
That's I did really appreciate that. And that's the song. They play a song.
They play a song. Whoa, well, that's impressive. I'm impressed by that. You know, I saw that, but it's just, I've got personal bias. You know, we you know, not even that. We have different tastes in what we like to hear. You know, I like to hear very experimental, you know, like electronic, you know, enhanced music. You like, you know, kind of very, you know, bare bones, you know, like acoustic, you know, or, you know, punk music. And so, you know, for me, the vocals are very, you know, off-putting and stuff. But I did definitely see a lot of what you're saying. I saw an artist being, you know, honest with his fans, you know, a frankness that it is admirable. Even if it doesn't work for me, I think that's a very respectable quality for an artist to have.
See, I can respect your opinion there a lot, you know. You don't like his voice, but, you know, you can see his struggles overcoming them. But at the same time, I look at King of Limbs, and I really can't say anything. And I can see how you can interpret the music in whatever way you want, but how do you know what Tom's writing about?
You don't. It's up for you to decide. lyrics are presented as they are, and the meaning is there for you to make out of it.
But I don't like that. I feel like I'm taking it the wrong way, and...
There's no way to be taken. It's your own personal choice.
So, you are Tom York just wrote music for everyone else to interpret?
No, he is his own... It's obviously his own personal work. You know, there's a meaning for him there. But the desire, the point, the focus is for you as a listener to create your own meaning from it.
But I don't want that in my music. I mean, I know that sounds kind of, like, naive, you know, almost ignorant, but I feel like if an artist is making music, they should know what point they're trying to get across. A lot of songs...
I'm not saying he doesn't.
No, I mean, a lot of songs are open for interpretation, you know, from every band.
Yeah.
But I feel like this album in particular, like, I've heard other Radiohead songs, and they do have points, but I feel like this album, from what I heard, it's too vague for me. I can't do it. I feel like if there's no specific meaning, what's the point of writing the music?
You know, I can see that. You know, I'm the exact opposite way. If there's too specific a meaning, I can't relate to it. When it's this personal and on the surface for that one person, how am I as a listener supposed to connect with that, you know? And I think that, you know, it's just, you know, a contradiction that, you know, in some cases it works for me, in some cases it doesn't. You know, like some cases I like when an artist is personal and it's very, you know, close to them, because then I can relate more. In this case, I can. I guess, you know, that's just part of our, you know, unique differences in music.
Can I tell you what my favorite song off of The Dream was?
All right.
Did I already say it?
You might have.
I don't think I did. I talked about your business on the side of your face. But my favorite song off of Live the Dream is entitled From Here to Utopia. It's a song about overcoming drug addiction and looking at punk in a new way, a sense of maturity. It's a 6-minute long masterpiece to me. It incorporates banjo, accordion, all these Western instruments. You know, like, it's a really weird song when you come down to the music of it, but it all comes together with the vocals, the lyrics. You know, it's a song about overcoming problems, just like the whole album, but it's a song about struggle, and in the end, you know, it all pulls together, and I feel like it really captures what I see in life, struggle.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can recognize that too. You know, I guess, I mean, they're very, very different albums, I think. You know, that's our biggest struggle with making the music. You know, we both have such, not only such different tastes in what we, you know, like defining music, but the albums that we're comparing are, like, you know,
but you know,
really
like,
different things.
Even though everything that, that this album was portraying, not everything, but pretty much everything, was on the surface there for you, I feel like I can fully get insight into Pat the Bunny's life through this, and I feel like I can fully relate to it, and, you know, I get exactly what he's saying, but with King of Limbs and the songs on that, I listen to it, and I can be like, well, this song's kind of happy, well, this song's kind of sad, but I don't get what Tom York is saying.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Tom York is a very private person, you know, he's, you know, famed for his, you know, focus on not preserving his own mystique or, you know, his image, but it's the opposite of that, you know, his... He doesn't want to be seen, you know, as an icon or a celebrity or pop star. It's not, you know, and like I said, music, it's not about him. It's about, you know, listener. Maybe it doesn't have any meaning. I mean, honestly, it's there and it's for what you make of it.
But that's why I don't like the album. I feel like if someone's going to make an album and it's going to be for the listener, I just feel like the person is making the album as
work
more
both.
So than
it's,
themselves.
It's for both. You know, there's meaning for the artist, but it's an equal disparity of who the album's intended for.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree, but as a final hurrah, I think you should sum up your terrible album, and I will sum up my great album, but you go first.
Well, all right.
Don't talk too much, Jack.
So... The King of the Limbs, really, what truly makes it special is just the fact that there's such a rich diversity of sound and, you know, themes and just things to interpret and work with in your mind that it's really, it's what you make of it, honestly. It presents you with, you know, like, clear logical, you know, direction through the lyrics and, you know, the style of the music. But in the end, really, it's everything's what you make of it. You know, you're given this rich, vast supply of things to, you know, process and create in your mind. It's like, you know, it makes you a master artist and hands you the world's largest canvas, you know, a slew of paint everywhere, and you can just create anything you want from the sound you're hearing. And I think that's truly incredible. And, you know, I don't think any other band, Radiohead included, has ever done anything like this before.
So, Jack, are you curious to know why I chose Live the Dream?
Not really, but you talk.
Okay, Radiohead is stupid anyways. Well, Live the Dream, to put it simply, was a masterpiece. A masterpiece of angst, of troubles, of alcoholism, and of every problem that someone can overcome. It was simple, it was straightforward, it was beautiful, it was energetic, it captured punk rock in its purest form, and I just thought it was a wonderful display of music.
Oh, well, you know, it was certainly a display of something. But that's all the time we have, folks.
Radiohead's stupid.
This was Jeremy and Jack with the Lyric Musical Chairs blog. We'll see you later, guys. Thanks for listening.
Pretentious.